And right now, we're going to throw out the three stories here to get our week started as far as the No Sweat News. And give yourselves a round of applause because we didn't make them. Let's make yourself feel better right now.
Yeah.
We got some crazy people.
Oh, man.
Going on in the world today.
Black Crowes tickets on the line on Friday.
If you miss any of the stories, don't sweat it. WRAT.com will have your answer. You can always study up right there on the podcast section. Here we go. Story number one. We take things to Dateline, Montana. Get a load of this guy.
Okay.
A driver in Montana smashed into a fire hydrant for story number one here earlier this month.
Uh-oh.
And then he fled the scene.
No good.
Taking with him when he fled was the hydrant.
Oh, jeez. Come on.
Herein lies the problem.
Yeah.
He left behind his bumper.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what attached to your bumper is, right?
Usually the license plate.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, jeez.
The police say, quote, must every single part of somewhere has the number stamped on it, plus the license plate. We were able to replace the part of the bumper itself and the light that came out of it. But now we're tracking down someone in a 2011 or 2012 Dodge Nitro who's missing a front bumper, but easily will be tracked to it because of
the
license plate.
Bleeping license plate. Come on, mister.
Why he stole the fire hydrant? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Yeah.
They say the fire hydrant is worth about $1,500. Well, so, we'll see that guy in court.
It's not like the fire hydrant itself has water in it. If he was looking to cut water costs or something. it's just a...
You know how heavy those damn things are?
It's just a device.
What an idiot.
Which releases the water.
Story number two. This is where a bank teller... This is reverse robbery here. There's a 19-year-old guy named Nathan Newell. He's from Maryland, and he's a bank teller at a Freedom Federal Credit Union branch. Well, he was working last Monday when a 78-year-old guy came in and made a huge withdrawal.
Okay.
So later on that night, Nathan, the bank teller, went to the guy's house, forced his way in, attacked the guy, and then robbed him.
Oh, my gosh.
He ran off with the guy's 57-year-old... Wait, did I read that right? He ran off with the guy's 57-year-old stepdaughter, pulled a gun, and threatened to call the cops.
Oh, my goodness. No sweat news.
No sweat news at its finest. The police were able to put the pieces together. They arrested Nathan at the bank 2 days later. He's been charged with robbery, burglary, assault, and home invasion.
Yeah, I'd never really heard of a bank teller being the one who is the thief. That is weird.
Reversed.
Yeah. Right. Very there. Strange right there. It's like bizarro Superman territory.
Nathan. Unbelievable. And lastly, we take things to Dateline, Florida. Capital of No Sweat News. 24-year-old guy named Dakota Harbor from Odessa, Florida, got into an argument with another driver on last Tuesday night. They drove off, but Dakota thought the other guy was following him. So what did he do?
What?
He grabbed his gun.
Oh,
got out of his car, shot the other car 5 times from about 50 yards away.
Uh-oh.
Here is the problem to this story.
Oh, no.
He shot the wrong car. The driver he fought wasn't following him.
Oh, God.
The driver he shot wound up minor injuries because he shattered glass from the windshield.
Oh, my gosh. What a lunatic.
So he shot the wrong car because of road rage.
Right. And then the glass went all over the guy's face and stuff.
Well, thank you, Florida, for making an appearance on today's No Sweat News to start off on a Monday. But Dakota himself was arrested for aggravated assault.
Well, just relax with the road rage already, sir.
How do you go with that one? There you go, man.
Gosh.
No Sweat News as far as Monday is concerned. Like Davey said before, to kick it off here, come Friday, Black Crowes tickets will be up for grabs as part of the No Sweat News.
If you miss them, as God said, WRAT.com on demand section for all your No Sweat News segments.